On the way, we pass the storied Fiji Islands. The name alone conjures visions of hooked clubs and barbs, but it's also synonymous with true perceptions in the minds of Westerners of the uttermost ends of the earth. The Melanesian Fiji Islands, composed of 154 islands, 64 of which were inhabited, were populated by the most unpredictable and often warlike people. The islands produced sandalwood and other commodities of value to the Western commercial mariners. The Fijis were largely uncharted, or at least their positions, and the positions of surrounding reefs, sandbanks, rocks, and atolls were uncertain at best. Shipwrecks were common, and massacres of ships' crews by the Fiji Islanders were legendary. Even some of the missionaries who took up station there abandoned their efforts in the face of violent denunciations by the islanders. As we look at the panorama scene of Ovalu, not much stands out separating it from other island views. Most prominent are the canoes. These are double-hulled, bearing the characteristic ocean lateen or crab claw sail. Some Fijian vessels were as long as 70 feet and conveniently carry up to 50 men. These vessels were capable of long ocean voyages. Archaeological evidence suggests that the Melanesian mariners may even have navigated as far as the Marquesas, over 2,000 miles away, possibly as earlier or even earlier than the 15th century. This very final scene appears not to be contemporaneous with the rest of the panorama. There is a visible seam in the painting, and the remainder of the scene bears only little relevance to what went before. What is shown could be a childbirth scene, as women in the Fijis were often segregated, either alone or with a midwife, during childbirth. The final view of the steamer remains unidentified.